Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baier. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISC in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and often put in something different, which I call a wombat. In a way, today's whole show is a wombat. I have a co-host, and he has selected the songs, and we'll be introducing them, and we'll talk about things as we move along. And my co-host is Ed Davis. So, Ed, tell us who you are and what you do, and maybe a little bit about your interest in music.
Yeah, I'm a professor of geography and environmental studies at Emory and Henry University. I've been here since 1991, and I love music. I play music some. Did a show with you some years ago, and it was a blast. And so I'm really glad to do that again.
Good, Ed. Yes, I've heard your band play.
We are the Wolf Hills Jazz Quartet, led by
Wow.
Tom Peterson on saxophone. Sometimes personnel changes. Joe Pendergast was our drummer for 7 or 8 years, but he is retired. And so our son, Sam Davis, is now our drummer. And Ernie Braganza is our guitarist. And there's me on the bass.
So you've picked all the songs. I'll let you start off. You can introduce the first one. I will play it.
Yeah, so the first song we have is by Chris Potter. Chris Potter is perhaps the most respected jazz saxophonist in America today or in the world. He's just a remarkable musician. He's a prodigy. He was writing songs as a young man. He grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, which many people don't associate with, jazz. But he's just a really interesting guy. I've watched a lot of videos of him. He's been a professional since he was 13. So that's just amazing. He wrote this song when he was 16. It's called All by All, and I'd love to hear what people think of it. Thank you.
by All by Chris Potter. Ed, you didn't mention the is that's the bass, right? That solo at the
Yeah,
beginning.
that's right. Most of the song is taken up by a bass solo, and you just don't see that very much, you know, but it's so well done.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Doesn't it sound like a like an old gospel tune or an old hymn?
Oh,
I
yeah.
just and he plays that saxophone with such soul. I'm getting a train coming through Emory here in the background. Yeah, I just think that it may be a bit of a long song to take some a little more effort to get into it, but I just think it's a great, great
Yeah.
soulful piece of music.
I love the bass part. I mean, the saxophone's great, but I thought the bass was fantastic. What do you got next for us?
This one is a musician I know you've heard of, Eva Cassidy. Really amazing voice, played guitar and sang and arranged a lot of jazz standards and other songs. Which, when she died some 30 years ago, she was very young. She got cancer and died quickly at the age of 33, and was really only famous in her hometown of Washington, D.C., where she was kind of a star in nightclubs there, but just didn't have a chance to, you know, be well known beyond that. And actually, she has become well known outside of there because, you know, in her after she died, people started sending her music around. And so Eva Cassidy, EVA is her first name, Eva Cassidy. Here she's singing Autumn Leaves. It was recorded live in a club, which I think is amazing. The quality of this recording tells you that she's had a really good engineer. And it's so different from the ordinary version of Autumn Leaves, which has been recorded for some 80, I don't know, 80 or 90 years. It's an old song, but she makes it her own.
Yeah, well, I looked her up. I noticed she started singing professionally when she was 18, so she was young. So she had a fairly long career, but died so young, and still, now she's world famous. I mean, she's well known. I've played her songs on my show on Wombat's a number of times, and I've always tried to say something about her voice, and I'm trying to think what I could say. You know, the best thing come with it. It sort of reeks of can reek of poignancy, some sort of deeper emotional level sort of draws me in more than almost anything I can think of.
I agree. She really makes you feel like she's singing from the heart. That's sort of
Yeah.
corny way. That's a corny description, but it really is true.
But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
that's kind of like a meditation listening to that. I feel
it really is. She holds notes, not just for effect, but for the beauty of the notes. And of course, her guitar playing is also impressive. So, yeah.
believe it was her. I read that she often does different words different ways. I mean, she likes to vary it. She doesn't do exactly the same thing every time.
Right. I think that she, when she was really a jazz singer, and she deserves to be internationally known. So it's just a shame that she died after such a small, short career. This next song, I think you're gonna like.
Well, tell me, Emile Claire Barlow, what role does she play in the music? Is she
She is a
warmer?
sing. She's gonna. She's a singer,
She's a
and
singer.
she is also arranges music. And she's a Canadian, and her father was actually kind of a famous drummer in Canada. Canada's sort of like, has a smaller population than California. So it's an interesting place. Everybody in Canada who's in the music world tends to get to know each other. So her father, Brian Barlow, you could look him up. But yeah, so she's doing a very different kind of thing than we just heard. She's got amazing vocal control, just like Eva Cassidy. But here she's doing a bebop song written by Clifford Brown. The song is called Joy Spring, and it was written in 1954. And it's a bebop, what we call a bebop standard. It's very fast and complicated. And when it was written by Clifford Brown, it was meant as an instrumental. And Clifford Brown was a great jazz trumpeter who also died about the same age. He died in his early 30s. John Hendricks was a jazz singer who wrote these lyrics that you're about to hear some 30 years after the instrumental part of the song was written. So that you'll li when you listen to this song, listen to the percussion, the drummer. We heard amazing percussion on Testify by Kamasi Washington. You'll hear amazing percussion on this song, Emily Claire Barlow, called Joy Spring.
Isn't spring your favorite season? Watching the flowers bloom right up out of the ground, watching the snow melt down, boy, you made a winter time. Spring is my joy. It's got me feeling so glad the days are breezy. You're in the mood to say hello. Smile, feeling real good is in style. You made it with the time of spring, it's my joy. It's something special, and you a heart that makes you glad to be alive. It's not absurd to say that spring helps you survive the winter's long, miserable snow and rain. It gives you hope.
was Joy Spring by Emil Claire Barlow. Wow. That's quite a
Isn't
voice.
amazing voice that she can control it that well, right? I was just and sing such it's just got a great tone to it, great
Yeah.
sound.
Yeah, the interesting thing is compared to the saxophone, which is playing a lot of the same notes, but the human voice gives so much variety. First of all, she's singing words a lot of the time, and other
Yeah.
times, even when she's just singing notes, it has different character than you can get on a saxophone.
Oh yeah. It's interesting. The saxophone, I think, became popular because it's like the human voice,
Yeah.
just like a violin, you know, it can be like a human voice, but the human voice is just a great instrument, right?
Have you ever
So
heard of the Swingle Singers? Do you know them at
yeah,
all?
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, she would be great in there because they do
Yeah.
Bach and stuff like that, and I can just hear her doing the Bach note.
Yeah, in fact, you can look her up. She's got albums of all kinds of music. It's good stuff.
So, and we're ready for the next one. After that, we'll take a station break.
The next song is called Freedom, and it's gotten a lot of play. It may not be in the top 40 type song, but John Batiste is well known by a lot of people of all ages because he's writing and producing music for albums and TV and films, and he's won multiple Grammys.
I shop for tunes on iTunes, and I ran into John Batiste, and he's got some fantastic videos out there. He is a wild guy. He's a dancer and a performer. And
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
this
So,
particular one, Freedom, the video is worth watching just for the video.
yeah, it is. So he's pretty cool in part because he's one of those New Orleans people. You know, New Orleans is America's
Yeah.
richest city in America when it comes to culture and
Yeah.
not just music but food and just everything. And so growing up in New Orleans, he was immersed in great music. And so he's got this song Freedom, which is so spiritual and so energetic. And it's a dance tune, but it's so much more than that. So I love this song, Freedom.
With the whole tape,
can you
I
make it
say,
break?
yeah.
Listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Terry Baya, and I have my co-host, Ed Davis, with me. Ed, say hello.
Hello.
Make sure he's live, you know. Coming to you from Emory and Henry, Ed said Emory and Henry University, and we're happy to be doing this. I haven't made a show with Ed in, oh, I don't know, 10 years at least. So this is fun. And we're going to be playing a lot more songs. He's got a number of more interesting choices here. Ed, you have a son, Sam, is playing drummer, you said?
That's right. Our son, Sam, works here at Emory and Henry, but he's also a drummer. Good one. And he has recently joined our jazz quartet.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be fun to play with your son.
Oh, it's amazing, yeah.
I have a son who's into music a little bit. I didn't know that, really. He didn't show much signs of it. The other one did, but now he organizes folk music things up in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where he lives.
Oh, that's great. That must make you feel so proud.
Oh, yeah. And when I do go see him, we tried singing together a little bit. And the other son and I used to sing a lot. But this is all new to me, so it's fun.
The Motherland is the next song, Natalie Merchant. This was not a song that we get radio play much, except here it is getting radio play right now. It's Natalie Merchant was the founder of the 10,000 Maniac. This song, Motherland, just has such wonderful lyrics. She's a great songwriter, and I know she does folk music and other things, but in her solo career, she's just produced some really cool songs. So here's Motherland.
Where in hell can you go?
Oh, this is a poem by Natalie Merchant.
Far from the things that you know, far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way. About 1,000 miles a day. Take one last look behind. Commit this to memory and mind. Don't miss this wasteland, this terrible place when you leave. You keep your heart off your sleeve. Oh, motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe. Lie with me, stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go. Oh, my five and dime queen, tell me what have you seen. The lust I bottomless, the cavernous greed. Is that what you see? Oh, motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me, stay beside. It's your happiness that I want most of all. And if there's anything that I can do at all, mercy me if you want the best of it. If you want the most. best of all. And if there's anything that I can do at all, come on, shotgun bride. What makes me envy your life? Faceless, nameless, innocent, blameless, free. You tell me what that's like to be. Oh, motherland, cradle me.
Motherland by Natalie Merchant. So Ed, that's interesting. It's one of those songs that I call it enigmatic. I
yeah.
don't know exactly what she's talking about, and yet she's getting through to me anyway.
Yeah, you know, lyrics are can be dull if they're too easy to understand, but they can be tough. And I've tried to understand. It's a song about longing for the comfort of one's mother's arms, and that we have all these different notions of freedom or what it means to be out in the world, but we all long to be back in our innocent, that's a sort of childlike part of our lives, but we know we can't.
I had a slightly different take. I often can't hear the words real well, so I pull the lyrics up and read them while they're singing. I did that just then, and one of the thoughts I had, which is that, you know, where lyrics can have so many different meanings, but is that here we are in the middle of a very strange political time. And motherland is my home nation. I'm getting a little bit fear that motherland is not so safe as I always thought it was.
I think that's reasonable. That's a reasonable, I like that interpretation. Yeah.
Well, it exists with all the other ones. There's no right answer. You can.
Right, right.
We'll get Felicia Mitchell on. She can give us multiple.
Right. Well, but her voice, right? And Natalie Merchant's voice is so unique and powerful. She's strong, yeah. Strong singer.
I mainly played songs by her where she's going at a fast pace with banjos and stuff. And
Right. This is very different from most of her stuff. Yeah.
Do you want to go on to the next one? What do you got next?
This next song is called Caravan. It's a famous song back in the 40s because it was a huge hit for Duke Ellington. He co-wrote it with his trombonist, Juan Tizol. But this version of it was from a few years later by the Mills Brothers. The Mills Brothers are a pretty famous singing group. And these four men made their voices just do amazing things. And in this case, they've made their voices cover most of the instruments of the Duke Ellington Orchestra in a really cool way. So here's a Caravan.
Well, I listened to this, and it's strange to me because I grew up with the Mills Brothers, and they did a lot of really straight harmony pop songs that were very popular. And this is much jazzier and arranged, and they obviously are not just group singers. They are true musicians playing with this thing.
Really, it really is. It's a very unique song, I think.
Caravan, Mills Brothers. Caravan, Mills Brothers. That's I was looking up to see what they're a very famous group. I didn't realize they were as big a deal as they are.
Well, yeah, and I think they did change personnel some over the years, but several of the original members were there for 30 years or something, and they performed all over the world. It was one of the early sort of all black music groups to get to perform in a lot of the performance spaces that they went to in the 40s as segregation was beginning to break down. And they just had amazing, amazing music.
Yeah. They went way back before that. And interesting stuff. I'd never heard them sing that way. And so we're moving on to, is the next one on the list?
Yeah, let's do, this is called Closer to You. It's by Elise Eden. Elise is a young singer. She graduated from our university here, Emory and Henry, with a degree in music, and moved back to Asheville and performs in Asheville. She's recorded two albums, I think, and many of her songs are written by her, Elise, and you can find her music on streaming services. I got to perform with her a few times for some concerts. Basically, our jazz band backed her up. She's got a great voice. So here is a song by Asheville artist, Closer to You, Elise Eden. Ooh.
Just when I think I got you figured out, you make me glad that I'm wrong. You take me places I've never been, take me home. You show me something about you every day. Don't even try, but you do. You wear that smile a different way, but it's still you. Nobody's perfect.
Closer to you, Elise Eden.
This next song is called Cuckoo, and it's by Martha Spencer. Martha grew up over by White Top Mountain, not too far from here, and graduated from Emory and Henry. Her family they're all musicians, and they play old-timey and bluegrass music, and she's been able to tour far and wide, far internationally. And I know that she really enjoyed a tour of Australia some years ago. She got mentioned in Rolling Stone magazine as an artist to be listening for. She's known for her banjo and her singing and her flatfoot dancing. And I thought this was one of her more fun songs.
Well, I worked at Emory when she was there. Actually, one year they had a trip down to Louisiana and Mississippi to deal with the hurricane.
2005.
Yeah, so she went on that, and I went. They said, I told us to go, so I signed up. So I was there, and she had one of her friends from Emory who played guitar, and they sang and did stuff. I played with them one night. Anyway, she was just great. And I also saw her perform a few times. I saw her family perform, and she was up near White Top, and there was a guy up there called Albert Hash. Ever hear of him?
Oh, a big name, yeah.
I went up to see him many years ago and spent some time there in his basement and in his living room, met his mother and stuff. And I was just starting violin, and he had me play. I played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star for him.
Yeah, oh my.
But I remember Martha Spencer very well. Quite a strong personality. So this should be interesting.
Oh, here's Martha Spencer singing Cuckoo.
Well, here's a little bit of a funny one, all right? One called Cuckoo. Now she puts the crud and crazy. She puts the love in lazy, but he don't care. He done lost his marbles way back there. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo. When she came walking through his door, common sense flew away forevermore. Now he gives her all of his money, and she calls another man honey. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo. Now they say he was highly educated, the top of his school with the highest IQ. But when it comes to this lady, why, he's dumb as a sack of rocks, blind as a bat, crazy as a loon. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo. 'Cause she puts the crud in crazy. She puts the love in lazy, but he don't care. He done lost his marbles away back there. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo. Now they eat the fruitiest of loops for breakfast, and they watch the looniest of tunes on TV. And he done went on a psychotic vacation and self-prescribed to her medication. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo. Yes, he's lost his mind. Oh, what a fool. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo. Yes, they're crazy together. Crazy forever. Dum 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 dum. Coo coo coo.
That was Cuckoo by Martha Spencer. Ed, you got one more song on your list, and we might as well finish up the full set and call it a wrap. So what do you got next?
Okay. This next song is called New Glow. It's by a band called Annabelle's Curse. It's been around a while in Virginia. They've played in several other states. Two of the musicians are Emory and Henry University graduates, Tim Kilborn and Zach Edwards, people I know well. And Tim Kilborn is the lead singer and main songwriter, but they work, a lot of their songs are created collaboratively. They perform less now than they used to because they've got kids and things, but they you can find them on streaming services. This song is called New Glow.
They were in Bristol. What's the big show they have in Bristol every year?
Yeah, Bristol Rhythm. They've often played at Bristol Rhythm and Roots Reunion.
Rhythm and Roots, yeah. New Glow, Annabelle's Curse.
When we started out, so strong, I had that new glow, and somewhere back there, I left a part of me, a single part from within my heart, the broken glass, the shattered mat, the single strand that holds me thank you. are the root of my love. You always give and you give. Without you, I'm alone and drifting. And you are the one that anchors me down all the lonely nights. They don't come around.
Curse. Ed, that, I had to listen to that. That was a surprise. That has a psychedelic flavor to it coming
It
strong.
does. That guitar work is that Zach Edwards is pretty kind of a cool sound they've got, and their albums show a remarkable diversity of styles and sounds, even though the trying to sell records these days, you kind of have to hit the lowest common denominator, what people will buy. But they've with the voices in there and the good songwriting, it's a good group.
Yeah, it's surprising. I remember back when the Beatles first came out, they were very, they were new and different, but they weren't weird or strange. But then after a few years, they came out with an album that had this kind of psychedelic twist like this
Yeah,
music.
I think Rubber Soul was there in 1965, was their first kind of psychedelics type stuff, and they were setting the bar. They set a high standard for fresh sounds, and
Yeah. Well, I would expect this kind of music more out of something like University of California in Santa Cruz than Emory and Henry.
right. But these days, groups all over the world have access to brand new experimental sounds, and
Yeah.
you'd like to think that that we have a lot of creativity out there. You like to
Yeah.
hope.
We do indeed have a lot of creativity out there. Ed and I finished recording the show a little while ago. And I am preparing the final cut of the show without Ed. But we are going to have our traditional closing. And I thought I'd stop and tell you where that comes from. Years ago, when I was doing the radio show, I happened to be traveling on a train from Barcelona to Paris. And I met a man there speaking English, and we got chatting. I told him about the radio show. I gave him a card. And he gave that card to his sister in Boston. And she began to listen to my radio show over the internet. And one time I closed it out with this traditional closing I have about celebrating, and she liked it. So she emailed me and told me she really liked closing the show, inviting people to join me in celebrating, and she hoped I would keep it. So I've kept it ever since. And that's where that ending comes from. Well, there's another story behind that, but we'll stop for that one. And so each week I close the show the same way, and I do it by inviting you to join me, and your chance to do that is coming up very soon. I call it the audience participation time, so your time to join me and participate
is, well, I guess I'd say it's right now.
Please join us in celebrating most joyously our being here at all.
Thanks, Ed. Goodbye.